99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Veronica. Yesterday, my buddy Tom came and picked Tyler and I up and went out for a ride in the golf and everything, and caught his first saltwater fish yesterday. That was so cool. We did some BB target practice off the boat, right on a boat, doing BB target practice. By the way, Tyler was nailing targets way better than I was. We just had some great, like, first opportunities lately. So throw some of these pictures up on the Mark and Veronica Facebook page. I have caught some heat for, like, allowing him to learn with a BB gun, but I don't know. I just feel like that's something all-American. My parents grew up doing that, and a lot of my friends, like their grandparents, that was kind of like the thing to do in the summer. You know, like, hey, here's a BB gun, go out there. But you got to do it with supervision. I think that's the whole deal.
Of course.
But I just feel like it's one of the most all-American things you can do with your kids. Fishing, BB gun, hanging out with nature. So it's just been really cool. We'll put some of the pictures up. But I did start to think to myself, I'm like, in 2018, are some of the first, like, are there different first moments that you have now that you didn't, like, way back then? Maybe I'm still old school, but I think taking your son out with a BB gun is like, I think it's like apple pie. I just think it's all American.
Wasn't the first time that you guys did that over the July 4th holiday?
Right. Yeah. So out in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And so then this time I was like, well, let's do it on water, like take it to the next level, you know? And so I was like, I just think it was cool, but I did get a couple of private messages, people like, that's not appropriate and this and that. And I'm like, well, what's the new first moments? Because I don't want to sit down and play video games with my kid.
Yeah.
But I know that is bonding for a lot of people. It's not me. You know what I'm saying? But I love, like, yesterday he pulled in his first catfish. And I was like, whoa, dude. I was like, we're doing this. Like,
that's a lot of fun for a kid. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I remember way back when the first time I rode a horse, and my mom and dad were like alone riding a horse. Like, they were next to me, but they didn't hold me and everything like that. And I was like, oh, yeah. And it's funny because I remember a story of my mom saying that some of the neighbors were like, it's too dangerous. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them ride a horse.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the new cool thing is. Like, what was your first big memory, Veronica, that you remember?
Trying to learn how to ride a bike.
See?
And it was, Al Lopez Park next to the stadium. That's where I learned how to ride a bike. And I remember my dad, he held onto the back of my bicycle. And I was like, don't let go, don't let go, don't let go. And he pushed me off. And I'm like, I said don't let go.
But you stayed up, right?
For a little bit,
yeah.
But
see?
Then I freaked myself out. But I do remember that. I remember where I was and what the memory was.
You don't see it anymore. I don't see it as much of parents, like, out there teaching a kid to ride a bike. Or, I mean, now this is old school. But I remember back in some people's, like, there'd be like an archery, like a bow and arrow. People would be shooting at targets, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you just don't see that anymore. What is the new first memory? 800-992-1099. You can call us now. Put some of these pictures up on the Mark and Veronica Facebook page. I'm all about fishing and BB guns and first memories, man. It's been a blast. 99.5 QIK. Guy, welcome. I know that you took your son fishing too.
And me and my 9-year-old son, we were out there for 3 or 4 hours trying to catch fish. Neither one of us was catching anything. So my buddy casted out his cast net, caught some decent size, a little fish. So I told my wife to call my son over there, and we hooked one of those small fish onto the end of the pole, and we casted it out there, and I had my son reel it in, and to make it seem like he caught his first fish, because he was getting bummed out and everything, because we weren't catching anything, and he reeled it in, and just the look on his face, it was just priceless. Like, he was so excited that he caught a fish.
Dude, you're like your father of the year. Your father of the year. Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, to take the time to say, all right, let's rig this thing up. Let's throw the fish out there. He's going to think he's going to reel it in. That is awesome.
He was just so excited. And it just, like I said, just the look in his face, it said everything. I mean, I was almost tearing up, you know what I'm saying?
That's a moment for life, man. Guy, great call, dude.
All right, y'all have a good one. Appreciate everything you guys are doing on the radio.